Welcome, everybody. Shir number 971, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, we started the last few shirim going through Hilchas Benching, which is we were doing on our writing on the groups, but I just want to get, we spoke about Hilchas Benching, obviously, a while back also, and we spoke about in the past, we went through many, many of the halachas. We spent a long, long time on the halachas of Netilas Yadayim, in other words, washing for bread, you know, all the various different halachas of washing for bread. We went through the ins and outs, which was a long journey and very complicated. So I want to get into a little bit the halachas of Mayim Achronim. There's Mayim Rishonim, which we went through those halachas, and then there's something called Mayim Achronim. And Mayim Achronim also is something extremely, extremely important thing. And many, many people, myself included, have various different questions. You hear different questions. Could I wash under the table? Could I pour the water on the floor? Do I need a kli? How much of the hand? Just tips of the fingers? Where do we draw a line? Do I have to wash my machronim? Does everybody wash my machronim? Or is there a way to say possibly not to wash? Are there those who hold like that? What is my machronim all about? So again, we have mayim rishonim. We have, right, the halachas of washing for bread. And then we have the halachas of washing after bread. Not after bread. We're going to see it means after eating the meal. We're going to talk about, you know, like how that works as far as talking out. Does it have to be right before benching? Could I wash my machronim in the middle of the meal? Does it have to be at the end of the meal? How does that work? So I want to get into those halachas somewhat, and it's fairly short. Obviously, my mishonim, the halachas of washing before bread, was a long, long journey. Baruch Hashem, we went through it. There was quite a number of sifim and a lot of information. My mishonim is fairly short to the point, not too much there, but it's extremely important to, you know what to do when we wash, how to do it, what's the reason behind it, and what are the halachas in conjunction with my mishonim. So the simon that we're going to be learning is simon kuf pei Aleph, in the Shulchan Aruch. That's the siman. It's basically only one siman. Talks about dinim, din mayim achronim. It's a short sif, short siman. And it shouldn't take too long. Okay, so just to start off, the Shulchan Aruch again in Kuf Pei Aleph starts off. The Mechaber tells us mayim achronim chayv. Mayim achronim is a chayv. It's a chayv. It's an obligation. You have to wash. Okay, so what exactly is mayim achronim? Why do we have to wash mayim achronim? Where does it come from? Where do we learn it from? Why did Chazal make such a gezera? Right? We want to know. We spoke about mayim rishonim, but what is this mayim achronim thing all about? So it tells us the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph Hatam. The reason is mishum shayadayim mizoy hamos. The one's hands are dirty. That's it. They're dirty. Hatam mishum shayadayim mizoy hamos hein minu achila v'sulais lebracha. They're dirty from eating. A person eats, you get your hands dirty. Okay, you eat with a fork, spoon, whatever, but be it as it may, a person's hands are dirty, greasy, whatever the case is. And you can't, and it's, you're not supposed to make a bracha like that, right? You want to make sure that your hands are clean. Psulas lebracha. Just like we spoke about, we spoke about like, when we said washing for bread, the reason why one makes the bracha. We're going to see by mayim achronim, there is no actual bracha to make, which is interesting. There's no actual bracha to make, but by mayim rishonim, obviously by netilas yadayim, there was a bracha. And in general, we said you make the bracha after you wash, after you wash your hands, because we're afraid your hands are dirty. So we here too, a person's hands are dirty, and you get a bench. Really, you're benching, so that's not really the bracha on mayim achronim, but the bracha is over here. Psulas lebracha is for the benching. It's for the benching, but there's no actual bracha per se. We're going to see on mayim achronim itself, whereas by mayim rishonim, by the tilas yadayim, you make the bracha of the tilas yadayim. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Atam mishum shayidayim zuamos hein minu achilu psulas lebracha. V'samchu chazal akra. Okay, so then the chazal, the Mishnah Berurah tells us further. Chazal brought a pasuk, and the pasuk says v'hiskadishtem v'hiyisem kedoshim. Okay. So the pasuk says two things over here. V'iskadishtem, you should be holy. V'yisem kedoshim, be holy. So if you think about it, it's double lashon. What do you mean? You're telling me, the pasuk is telling me I should become holy. Fine, you should become fine. V'yisem kedoshim, be holy. So if I'm going to become, you're telling me I should become holy. Good. So what? And be holy. Well, it's two things. It's saying two of the same things, right? V'iskadishtem, you should be holy. V'yisem kedoshim, be holy. So Mishnah Berurah tells us why the double lashon. Why does it say it's sort of like twice? Obviously, as we know, nothing in the Torah is written for nothing, for no reason. There's a reason why it's written. So the first one is Veskadishtem. You should be holy, Elu Mayim Rishayim. Mishbura tells us again, all in Sifkat and Aleph, you should be holy, Veskadishtem, you should be holy. Elu Mayim Achroinim, this is Mayim Achroinim. You should be holy, right? Excuse me. Sheikadishu Yideim Koidim Achila. The Tara Mitumi, you wash your hands before eating to clean them from Tuma, right? Kamayi, whatever the case was, we spoke about those halachas and so on. The Yisem Kedoshim, but when the Pasuk says V'yisem Kedoshim, right, and be holy, so there's, secondly, it's saying it again, sort of like the same thing. Elu Mayim Achroinim, this is the Mayim Achroinim. So again, so the Pasuk says V'yiskadishtem, V'yisem Kedoshim, a double lashem, V'yiskadishtem is going on, washing for bread before the bread, right? V'yisem Kedoshim, and be holy, this is the Mayim Achroinim. This is the washing that we do, quote unquote, Mayim Achroinim, which is afterwards, which is right before bench. We're going to see how those halachas work in the upcoming shiurim. But Lamaisa, that's how we learn it out. That's the pasuk. That's it's and it's basically the same concept that the person's hands are dirty. But it's not just more than just dirty. You know, obviously we have to understand what this is all about. But it's actually a pasuk in the Torah that we learn it out from. Thank you for listening. Kol Tov.